Good morning and welcome to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based law firm since 1971, specializing in personal injury law and criminal defense cases. No, I'm not Jeffrey Meldon. Jeffrey's got the day off today, as does Carrie Meldon. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the chief investigator and major case division manager for the law firm. Today is Saturday, June 4th, 2022. We want to remind everybody that we are live today in the studio, and I am very proud and happy to be joined by a colleague of mine, an attorney with the firm who handles both personal injury and criminal defense work, Ian Pickens. How are you doing, Ian?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
I'm terrific. I know you're calling remotely from your home, and I think you're doing babysitting duty, I can hear in the background.
Yes, that is. Well, my wife tells me it's not babysitting when it's your kids.
That's right.
I feel like that's what I'm doing. I got both my girls with me, Isabella and Emma. And we're going to have some fun while mom's going to, I don't know where she's going, but she's going to be gone for a couple hours.
Well, I know you got your hands full. We really appreciate you taking the time to call. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about baseball before we get into talking about law type stuff. You used to be a baseball player, didn't you? Tell me that. You played in high school, maybe in college?
Yeah, I played a little bit in high school, and then started running a little more track than playing baseball. My brother was a big baseball guy. So was my dad. So Gator baseball, Gator softball, really follow it and just enjoy watching it.
Well, did you watch the Gator game last night? The Gators came out on top, 7-3.
Yeah, I was watching it in the first couple of innings, and then my wife turned it off for Friday movie night. But every time I can, I try to watch them. I've seen a couple games live at the new stadium. I mean, it's a great ballpark.
Oh, isn't it? It's a fantastic place, and I'm so happy and proud that the Gators managed to do well enough in the SEC tournament so that they are hosting the regional. So for those who aren't aware, the Gators did win their first game 7-3 against a scrappy Central Michigan team. They're going to be playing Oklahoma tonight, also at the UF Field tonight at 7 p.m. That's a tough team, Ian. I think they won their game against Liberty 16-3. What do you think about that game?
You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When the Gators, when we're hot and our bats are hot, you know, when you got Judd Fabian, you got Langford. I mean, those guys, they can really swing it. And so, you know, if the bats are hot, we can beat anybody. You know,
I think so too. I think you're right. We certainly gave Tennessee a run for their money, the number one team in the country in the SEC final. And Sterling Thompson, let's not forget about him. He had a home run last night. And so I think the Gators should have a good chance against Oklahoma. But what about the Lady Gator softball team? They're doing incredibly well also.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the Gator softball, I mean, we got a program going. And they're phenomenal. I love watching softball, especially having two little girls. We're more in softball now than I've ever been. So, you know, Memorial Day weekend, we were over in Amelia Island with some families. A couple of those families are big Georgia fans, and I made them watch Gator softball followed by Gator baseball.
There you go. So Well, the Gator softball team also did very well this week. They are actually in the College World Series. They defeated Oregon State 7-1, and I believe they're playing Oklahoma State tonight at 7 p.m. It's the same time as the Gator baseball game, unfortunately, but either way, you'll see some exciting baseball or softball action. I got to tell you something, Ian. I finally went to a Lady Gator softball game this year. It's such a fast-paced game, and I love it. The athleticism, the quality of play among these young women, it's just incredible.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, those girls are phenomenal athletes. I'll be honest with you, you know, the mound is so much closer than baseball. And, I mean, and they're zinging that thing in there. And so, I mean, I couldn't hit it.
I know, I sure couldn't.
You know, and then, you know, they're talking about, you know, rise balls and stuff like that. It's just, it's insane what they can do with those balls and throwing it underhand. It just doesn't seem natural, but I guess that's even more natural motion than overhand. So, it's mind-blowing sometimes.
So, speaking of kids and playing sports, I want to do a quick shout-out. You know my son, Danny Qualman. Danny is a deputy sheriff with Alachua County Sheriff's Office. You and he went up against each other a couple times professionally when you were handling DUI cases for the firm, and I know you and Danny got to know each other professionally. But Danny's son, who is my grandson, Eli Qualman, I'm going to give him a quick shout out. He's an all-star for the 8 and under Santa Fe all-star team. They played their rec league games over in the High Springs, Santa Fe, Alachua area this past spring. But Eli made the all-star team, and guess what? They're playing in a big tournament today in Stark at noon. I believe it's at 930 Edwards Road. So those of you who are listeners in the Stark area want to go see some great high-quality 8 and under baseball, you know, with some all-stars. A big shout-out to my grandson, Eli Qualman, and his head coach, Daniel Grant. Let's wish the best to the 8 and under All-Stars for the Santa Fe League. You probably were an All-Star once or twice in your career, I bet.
Yeah, I remember playing for an All-Star team over in Putnam when I was real young. And I got to be honest with you, it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So congrats to him, and hopefully, maybe hit a dinger.
I as a proud grandpa, I got him a big bat for his birthday last year, and nothing's too good for my grandsons, so I got him a really, really nice bat from Played Against Sports. And hey, maybe his success at the plate this year, I'll have to take some credit for the great bat that I got Eli. Hey Eli, if you're listening on your way to the game, your grandpa's proud of you, and have a great game today. I want to tease our topic that's coming up after the break. We had this on social media. We're going to be talking about, Ian, who's the expert, having done lots of traffic court cases, we're going to be talking about, after you've been in a car accident, are you required to pull off to the side of the road? Or is it a requirement by law that you have to move your vehicle? Or should you stay put and not move them? I know we get asked that question a lot, and a lot of similar questions. So, we'll be talking about that, after the break with Ian Pickens. You are listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a statewide law firm, primary office based in Gainesville, also with offices in Lake City, Ocala, and South Florida. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Hello and welcome back to today's edition of Law Talk Live on 97.3 FM, broadcast throughout the North Central Florida area. Meldon Law has been handling personal injury and criminal defense cases since 1971. Our primary office is and has been since day one in Gainesville, Florida. And we have an office in Marion County in Ocala. We have an office in South Florida covering the entire Tri-County South Florida area from Miami-Dade through Broward through Palm Beach County. And we also now have an office full-time in Lake City up in Columbia County. So if you have any type of question for us with regard to an injury matter, whether it be a motor vehicle crash, a big truck crash, pedestrian injury, we've handled everything from bicycles to skateboard injuries, you name it. If it's any situation where someone has been injured due to the negligence, carelessness, neglect of another, premises liability cases, slip and fall, trip and fall, we've handled all sorts of cases involving improper security. Give us a call toll free, 1-800-373-8000, or like Jeffrey pointed out last week, you can just dial 352-373-8000 now from anywhere. It's a free consultation anytime. Call us 24/7. A legal professional will get on the phone with you and talk with you about your case. My name is Chris Qualman, Chief Investigator and Major Case Division Manager for the firm, and I'm on the phone with Ian Pickens, one of our attorneys who's been with us. You've been with us about 5 years now, is that right?
Oh, yeah, 5 coming up on 6. I mean, time's flying.
I know. Isn't that something? I'm just going to say this. We're so proud of Ian because he's done such an amazing job. The track record you've had handling criminal cases and now moving to personal injury, you've done an amazing job and are still doing an amazing job. But let's get right to that topic. The whole thing about what do you do when there's a wreck and you got your cars. Tell us what you have to do.
Well, so, obviously it's going to depend on the seriousness of the crash, and person's injuries. But, there is a statute that kind of covers what you need to do in a crash. There's a couple different ones. So I think it's Chapter 316.061, subsection 1 and 2, and it talks about, obviously staying at the scene. If you do not stay at the scene, you could be potentially looking at a criminal offense, a misdemeanor or felony, depending on injuries. for leaving the scene, so stay. But then also when it talks about if it's obstructing traffic, if it's practical, you know, moving the vehicle to the side of the road. Now, obviously, if the vehicle is not functioning anymore or your injuries are so severe, obviously don't do something that could aggravate that situation. So, you know, you want to call 911, and if you can move your vehicle safely to the side of the road to get it out of oncoming traffic, then do that. And then obviously while you, you know, just being in an accident, the next chapter or statute 062 talks about, you know, the duty to provide information as far as insurance and things like that.
So if I understand correctly, the bottom line is then if you're able to move your car and do so safely, you should move the vehicle, correct?
Yes. Move it, you know, not too far from the original scene, but, you know, if you're on a two-lane highway, you get into, you know, an accident or at a stop sign, you want to pull into a right off the side of the road or pull into a parking lot, something like that. You know, that's you know, what they want you to do to get out of the way of traffic. If you can't, then obviously, you know, people will go around you, and obviously emergency, you know, police and EMS will be arriving soon to start directing traffic around you.
I know this wasn't part of the topic specifically, Ian, but I just thought of something. What about if you're a witness to a motor vehicle crash and you saw what happened, you've pulled over, you're waiting for the police to arrive, the law enforcement to arrive, but they haven't arrived. Do you have to remain at the scene if you're a witness, or can you give a statement later? What are your rights or obligations, should I say, if you're a witness to a motor vehicle crash?
Well, I mean, you know, best practice would be, I mean, if you can, you know, to stay and wait for law enforcement. Obviously, again, it's fact dependent. But if not, you know, if you're able to just leave your information with one of the parties involved, that way law enforcement can reach out to you. Because obviously, you know, having a witness it benefits, you know, the parties involved as well as law enforcement trying to figure out, you know, what happened, what occurred, who may be at fault during that. So if you're a witness, best practice, please stay, you know, and say to law enforcement what you saw. But if you can't, you know, at least maybe be proactive in leaving your information so they can contact you. Or, you know, you could contact the agency that may have shown up. But that's a little easier said than done, depending on where you're at. You may
sure.
not know who responded.
You've handled many traffic court cases, to say the very least. I know you've handled citation hearings. You've handled criminal cases where there's a sub-issue of a traffic citation being related to the criminal charges and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about the accident report privilege. And maybe if you would, for the benefit of our listeners, explain what that is.
So essentially, because there's statutes on point saying, you know, you have a duty to provide information to law enforcement because it's essentially required, that information that you say during the crash investigation is not necessarily some things that can be, you know, admissible as evidence against you later on, in whether that's a civil traffic hearing or, you know, more so in where I've been predominantly practicing criminal. You know, they can't bring in that information. They have to then read you Miranda to let you know, hey, I'm changing hats from a civil investigation to criminal, because you do have a duty, a requirement by law to, you know, provide certain information.
Okay. Let's shift a little bit in the moments we have during this second segment to talk about the criminal traffic offenses. And obviously, when you think of criminal traffic, you think of DUI cases. I know you've handled quite a few of those over the course of your career. What would you advise somebody who's been pulled over, who's under suspicion for DUI? I know there's usually, particularly if it's tied to an accident, isn't there a point where the officer has to say something that I have now concluded my civil investigation, this is now a criminal investigation?
Yes, absolutely. That's kind of what I mentioned about the switching of the hats. So they got their crash investigator hat on during the accident. You got to provide information. And then they may even call it that. I'm switching hats, and now it's a criminal investigation. They got to let you know. And then read you Miranda. And so Miranda for me as a defense attorney is code for, you know, ask for an attorney.
Exactly.
And you have the right to not say anything. And it's not, you know, by not saying anything, you're not saying you did anything wrong. It is a safeguard because at that point in time, they're suspecting you of something. So they're not necessarily on your side. So don't say anything and call a lawyer.
So what you're saying here is really, really important. I hope our listeners are paying particularly close attention. What we're saying on one hand, if I understand what you're saying correctly, you're required by being in a crash under Florida law to cooperate with law enforcement and to give them information. However, you don't necessarily have that obligation to cooperate once it goes from civil to criminal, correct?
Absolutely. You have the constitutional right to not say anything. By not saying anything, that doesn't mean you were going to say something that would be incriminating. It's just, you know, they're going to be asking you questions to try to, you know, get you to say something. They're adverse to you at that point in time. So, you know, my best practice is to say, you know, don't say anything, be respectful, be polite. You don't have to yell at them and say, you know, I'm not talking to you. You just say, you know, I'm not going to say anything and I'd like to have my attorney present. Call us and we'll take it from there.
Well, I'd like to reiterate to our listeners, Ian is a criminal defense attorney as well as an excellent civil practicing attorney. And anybody who out there who knows of someone who perhaps needs a consultation with regard to a DUI charge or any type of a criminal charge in state or federal court, felony or misdemeanor, please give our office a call anytime, toll free, 352-373-8000. Ian has handled, gosh, I don't know how many DUI cases you've handled. I know one thing, you've handled them very, very successfully. And you're working primarily out of the Marion County office, but you're doing them statewide. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I live in Ocala, so it's nice that we have a permanent, new, beautiful office right off of Pine in Ocala. And so, you know, I'm predominantly out of there, but, you know, we have the Gainesville office to meet clients up there. But anywhere, Alachua, Levy, Putnam, Columbia, Marion, even Sumter, you know, we will go pretty much anywhere in the north central Florida area to represent people for DUIs or you know, any other criminal offense.
Ian, I know you've got your hands full, so I'm going to let you go for the third and final segment. Thank you so much for the excellent information about obligations regarding the moving of a car after a crash, and certainly thank you for your expertise with regard to DUI and criminal defense. Have a great Saturday, Ian. I'll see you around the office this coming week.
And yes, sir. Thank you so much, Chris.
And for everybody else, we'll be right back after 60 seconds with Law Talk Live. Hello and welcome back to today's edition, the June 4th, 2022 edition of Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based statewide law firm that has been in practice for 51 years, since 1971. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the Chief Investigator and Major Case Division Manager for the law firm. Jeffrey Meldon is off today, as is Carrie Meldon. Carrie, I believe, is down in South Florida with his sister, and who's also an attorney, and visiting her and her children, and I believe Jeffrey and Carrie will be back next Saturday. And again, I want to thank Ian Pickens, one of our attorneys. You just heard him on the show talking about rights, obligations, and responsibilities at a crash scene after a motor vehicle accident. If you have any other questions, those of you out there, and I'm sure many of you probably do, call our office anytime, toll free. Whether you have a case or you just have a general question, give us a call anytime at 352-373-8000. And I'll tell you what, if you want to call into the show, you can call us here at 1-877-975-9825. Did I have that right? I had to look at our producer. I haven't said it all show. I'll do my best to answer your question from a chief investigator's point of view. Again, that's 877-975-9825. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do the same thing Jeffrey did last Saturday. If you call in the last 6-7 minutes of our program with a question or a comment, maybe you want to talk about the Gators, whatever you want, we'll give away a Meldon Law prize pack. That includes a Meldon Law tumbler and one of our Meldon Law. Actually, it's a Florida Gator. It's not a visor. It's a baseball cap with the Florida Gator logo on it. It's a great, high-quality baseball cap, and I know a lot of people have been wearing them at the games because I've been seeing them going to the games myself. One thing I want to circle back to, I want to talk a little bit about, from my perspective, the investigator's perspective, about rights and responsibilities at a crash scene. One thing I always say to people is that if you're in a crash and you're physically able to do so, be your own best investigator. And what I mean by that is everybody has a cell phone. I can't think of anyone who doesn't have a cell phone with a camera on it. Take pictures. One of the most frustrating things we at our law firm have happen is when we get a new client, they come in, they tell us about this terrible crash they've been involved with, and we say, "Did you get any pictures?" And they say, "No, we didn't think about that." Take pictures. You've got a camera right there in your cell phone. Take pictures of everything. Take pictures of your own car. Take pictures of the other person's car. You heard Ian and myself talk a few minutes ago about what happens if a witness shows up. Does the witness have an obligation to stay there at the scene? You heard Ian say, well, certainly in a perfect world, it would be great if the witness stayed, but frequently they won't. And there's no obligation legally that requires a witness to remain on the scene. So what should you do? Take a picture of the witness's car. You can do that. Take a picture of the witness's license tag. So at the very least, if you didn't get the name of the witness, we can run them down with the tag on the car. Or better yet, get the names of any and all witnesses who may be at the scene. If a witness pulls up and says, "Hey, I saw everything that happened," get that witness's name. Get the phone number. Get a contact number. Get an email address if you can. Like I said, get a photo of their tag. Sometimes in the heat of the moment, people will say their phone number's wrong or get their names wrong. Whatever the case may be, take pictures of everything. And also, to go back to what I was talking about a moment ago, we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left, but if you have a question or a comment, maybe you want to give us your thoughts and predictions for the Gator baseball or softball games later today, give us a call toll-free at 1-877-975-9825. And also want to give another shout-out to my grandson. Heck, I'm here by myself, Rob. I can do that. No, my grandson, Eli Qualman, I threw out a shout-out to him earlier, and I'm going to do it again. I'm so proud of him. He's on an all-star team, an 8-and-under all-star team for Santa Fe Little League. I believe it's Santa Fe Babe Ruth Baseball. They're playing in Stark today at 12 noon. Coach Daniel Grant is the head coach, or manager, I should say, of the 8-and-under baseball team. So good luck to Eli, and good luck to the Santa Fe 8-and-under All-Stars. I'll be at that game, guys, and I'll be cheering you on. Also want to remind everybody that our firm handles all kinds of injury cases. And whether it's what we call a premises liability, it might be a slip and fall at a supermarket, it might be a trip and fall over an uneven sidewalk. We've handled cases involving improper security, people who are injured at nightclubs. We've handled people who are injured at concerts because of improper security measures. We've handled people injured on amusement park rides. We've represented people on skateboards, on scooters, pedestrians. We've handled situations involving food delivery services who are in a real hurry to deliver their food and not watching what they're doing and making a bonehead move and doing something stupid and hitting a pedestrian or hitting a person on a skateboard or a scooter or a bicycle, whatever the injury situation may be. And we hope that this never happens to you. We hope you never have a need to give us a call for a situation like this. But if you do, or if you know of somebody who does, please give us a call anytime. You don't have to call anybody else. We've been doing this a long, long time. Jeffrey Meldon has outstanding relationships with the insurance companies, and we do our best to negotiate settlements of cases. But if the settlement can't be had, and if the insurance company is being stubborn and digging in their heels, we file a lawsuit, and we get results. We get excellent results. So please give us a call at Meldon Law anytime, statewide, 352-373-8000. You heard Ian Pickens talking earlier about our criminal defense team. We hope this never happens to you. We hope you never get accused of DUI or any other type of criminal case, but sometimes mistakes happen. Things happen in life. Sometimes people are wrongfully charged. Whatever the case may be, if you just need a consultation, you just want to talk to somebody, there is no charge, no fee for a consultation, whether it's a criminal or a civil personal injury matter. Again, give us a call anytime, statewide, 352-353-8000. 373-8000. And one of our criminal defense attorneys will be happy to give you a consultation with respect to any potential criminal defense matter. And similarly with personal injury cases, give us a call anytime with regard to any injury case. I just want to say to everybody at Meldon Law, those who listen, I know some of our staff are listening, how proud I am. You know, I've been working with the firm now 5.5 years. And one of the things that makes me so proud to be a member of our staff is the collaboration, the camaraderie, the fact that, you know, you hear the old cliche, there's no I in the word team. Well, nothing could be more truth than the way we handle things at Meldon Law. Every case, every personal injury case, while there are attorneys involved supervising that case, we also have outstanding case managers. We have people who specialize in writing and working up demands. We have people who specialize in ordering medical records. All of you, you know who you are. I love each and every one of you. You do such an amazing job. And that's about all the time we got. I could have probably gone on and on for another hour on that riff. Again, you've been listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Be sure to check out the Gator baseball team and softball team. They both are playing at 7 p.m. tonight. I don't know what the channels are. I assume at least one or both of the games are on ESPN-related channels or SEC Network. Both teams are doing great. I know I'll be watching and flipping back and forth between both games. Jeffrey Meldon, Kerry Meldon will be back next week. Go Gators!